Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's chat a little bit about basketball, Hills. It's pretty easy. Win and you're in. And it's been a while between playoffs for the Bullets. And Justin Chiller's done a great job with the team this year. And this would be another step along the journey. Justin, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on what's been a pretty good season so far. And those finals are beckoning. But you've got to win this weekend to wrap it up, haven't you, or this Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Like, we never took the challenge of this year and hoped to make playoffs. We always spoke about expecting to, and to be in a position now where we get to control that. If you told me that before the season, I would have taken it every single time. So, there's been a lot of lessons for us throughout the year, and some things have helped us get to this point, and they're the lessons we'll take into this one in a hostile environment. But an environment we know we've already won in this year, and that definitely gives us confidence going over there.
They will be dead keen, though, won't they? As you say, they must be disappointed with their season this year, the Breakers. They were so happy after last year, and they haven't quite backed it up, but there's still time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they just announced the retirement of Tom Abercrombie, their legend in that club, so just add a little bit more fuel for it. But at this stage of the year, everyone's playing for something at the moment, and we know that they've got one game extra up their sleeve, so they've got to bounce back after us and go down, come over across the seaboard and get their last game done. So for them, it's a little bit different to us, and that we know it is, as you said, it's win and in, and we control our world, and they've got two in hand, so we'll see what that does to their mindset.
I know you're not even contemplating losing, but if you sit back now and just dissect season how it's unfolded, have you been surprised by any aspects?
Definitely not surprised. Like, I think the just how deep the league has been this year, and the fact that anyone genuinely could beat anyone has definitely been the toughest season I've been involved in my time in the league. From us as a club point of view, we've had to deal with a fair bit of adversity throughout, with guys missing out through injury or suspension or whatnot. And, I think all those things, though, put you in a good position this time of year where, you're on the road in a must-win game, anything can happen, and you've had to deal with a number of things throughout that journey. So, feeling fully confident of our ability to be able to go take care of what we need to on Friday night.
Sobey's back. Geez, he loves playing Adelaide this year, that's for sure. And I sense that he's got some supporters ready to pull their weight as well.
No, absolutely. And Sobes has been outstanding. It's been a bit of a career year for him. And we know we've definitely got some advantages in this game, similar to Adelaide, where we can set him up for success. But, we know that everyone needs to contribute this time of year. And, our playoffs have already started. We've been talking about that for a while now, that you can't win big games with any passengers. And that's been a pleasing thing, especially last week, to see everyone contribute in their own way. And we're going to definitely need that against this Friday night.
Yeah, we know the club hasn't been there for a few years now. I mean, we go back to 2018. But you do have players on your roster who have been there and tasted plenty of big-time finals basketball.
And you.
Yeah, no, it's funny. My wife spoke about Valentine's Day being the last supper. Cause she doesn't usually see me after this because of the playoffs. But that's a big part of what we wanted to recruit, was bring winners into the building, because unless you have experienced it does take a long time to get to that growth point. And, Mitch Norton, Casey Prather, Sam McDaniel, like, they're guys that we're definitely drawing on their experience right now and making sure that, their voices are the loudest in the locker room, along with Bainesy, who's done it at the highest level. So, looking forward to those guys being able to rise to the occasion. And, for us, it's about living in the moment and narrowing the focus this time of year so that you know, we can take care of every possession and put ourselves in the best position to win it.
We have quite a topsy-turvy relationship or head-to-head with Adelaide. What's it like with the Breakers?
Look, to be honest, it's over the course of the journey. Like, Andre Lemanis came from the Breakers, so I'm sure there was a lot of to and fro back then, and we've always had good representation on our roster. Tyrell Harrison obviously being the main one for us this year, so there's definitely a bit of Bullets love when we're over there, for sure. But, you know, this is, again, a class franchise that's been at the pinnacle, one of the better franchises over recent years. So, you know, our job is to get this club back to playoff standard and getting towards championship success. And that's the exciting part right now is, you know, we're on the doorstep of that, and the ability to go and do it is something exciting for the club.
Hey, Justin, can I get a couple of words about young Rocco? I mean, the kids love him. I mean, he's just a giant of a young man. Looks to be, obviously we know he's a prodigious talent, but looks to be immensely popular as well in the group. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he, you know, we've got a vast lot of age difference within our roster with Rocco being there, but he's definitely, I've said it a few times, the glue guy to our locker room, and for him to be able to do that at his age speaks a lot to who he is as a person. You know, like when I first spoke to him about joining us this year, it was, you know, to help him progress in his development. But he's come in and impacted winning and had moments for us this season that has absolutely helped the result. And, you know, the sky's definitely the limit, but we're looking forward to what he can do in this playoff run.
He's done well. Has he stayed injury-free?
Yeah, he has. And that's credit to our performance staff, and all honesty is we haven't had too many miss from you know, like an injury that we could control. And, you know, that's a credit to them. And Rocco's body, like, just watching our game against New Zealand last time, like, he's put 5 or 6 kilos on since then. So,
wow.
You know, his body's forever changing. And I guess that's the beauty of being a 17-year-old that's in full growth mode.
Justin, what's your impression and, you know, feelings about Wembanyama and what he's been able to achieve in his first season?
Yeah, I mean, I actually had this chat with someone the other day that, you know, the size of athletes in our sport is only getting bigger, and so is the ability to play with the ball in their hand. And I think there was a time where, you know, tall athletes were told to sit in the post and catch the ball and set a screen when we tell you to, where now the skill development side of things has totally changed. And so his impact, I think, is going to be the first of many like him. And I refer to that to Rocco and that, you know, Rocco is shooting the three ball as well as anyone. He can play off the bounce. And, you know, had Rocco come through 10, 15 years ago, maybe those skill sets wouldn't be there already. So, no, it's an exciting time for the sport. What it does over the journey, once everyone's 7'3", I'm not sure. But right now, we'll let the little guys play a bit.
Well, we're claiming responsibility for last week against the 36ers. We had Sobes on, and we reckon we're the lucky charm. We've got you on this week. You've got Friday night. You're across the ditch, a must-win game, and we wish you the best of luck.
No, I appreciate it. We'll make sure the boys are on every week from here on out then.
Yeah, right and through until they take the big one, mate. Justin, thank you.
Good luck, coach.
No worries. Thanks, guys.